and they chased them all the way down, back in front, just across the street from the nightclub, and they proceeded to beat this guy, kicking, punching and kicking him, and the guy at the club starts swinging. I mean, he's swinging this thing hard. Swings, misses, swings, misses, swing, misses. He fucking cracks this guy on the side of the head with this club. He cracks this guy on the side of the head with the club, and I thought he killed him. And it just made this sound, like this sound. I thought they murdered him right in front of me. I thought that I had just witnessed a guy get his life taken away from him by a bunch of fucking goony idiots, you know, living out their hip-hop fantasy. I don't understand it, and I don't think these people understand it either. They're so not in touch with reality. I think because their parents probably do have money. I'm just being presumptuous, but my intuition tells me that this is how it is. Their parents' status has allowed them to sort of act out these fantasies and sort of... And I think that's probably where some of the violence comes from, and that's what's sad about it and tragic, is that they just don't understand the implications.
Now he's coming back for the phone.
Fuck
you! Oh!
Fuck you! Let's go! You wanna go? 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 Let's go! You wanna go?
Look at he's by his car.
The end of the night, you can't wind down. You know, I personally have to like slam two beers as I count my money and do my books. If I don't, I come home and I'm completely wired. You feel a tingling in your fingers, in your ears.